the next thing, whether or not you can be successful. Is this going to work for you? You know, right now you're still evaluating, you know, do I have what it, whether you're evaluating the school itself, which we'll get to, or your own ability to do the things, you know, is this overwhelming? Can I do this? You may be thinking, you know, did I get in over my head? Well, let me just say, you know, I've been teaching for 20 years at the time, as of the time of this recording. You may have heard me say this before in other contexts, but I will not let you fail. And I guarantee your success because I have a proven track record. No student has ever done what I have asked them to do consistently over however many months or years and not hit all their goals. There's just no way. You know, so a little of this is tooting my own horn, and that's perfectly fine. Like I said, the life coach should educate her clients, and if some of that sounds like she's tooting her own horn, well, so be it. You know, she's doing it for their, in their best interest. So I'm just saying that up front in case any of this sounds arrogant or something. It's not important whether it does or not, because that's not why I'm saying it. I've been playing professionally for 20 years. I played at Carnegie Hall. I played at the LA Fame Awards, and I've done off-Broadway shows, a lot of them. And I never played with famous people, but I've played with people who were in their bands. So when I lived in New York City, I'm not going to go into great detail, but you know, I played with the keyboardist from James Taylor and Dolly Parton. I played with the bassist who played with Stan Getz. I played with who, you know, et cetera, et cetera. You can go on my website and look it up. I'm not going to go into detail here, but you know, I've seen and done a lot of different things, and that's part of the reason I love teaching, is because it keeps me well-versed. This goes back to the diversity thing we were talking about. You know, it keeps me diverse in a lot of different musical interests. But I've never had a student, you know, stay and do what I told them to do or, you know, let me guide them, not to sound so dictatorial, you know. I've never had a student who allowed me to guide them, you know, on a regular basis and not hit their goals. I have students now who are, it's not even just hitting their goals. Usually people's goals in the beginning are way too small, and people go way beyond them when they stay with me. I have students now who are in their own band, who have their own bands and never thought they could. I have several students who gig out quite a bit, but it's not about that. It's you know, I don't want you to think that those are the criteria where you're expected to become like a professional musician or something. You're not. All you're expected to do is have fun. And that's going to lead into the next section about how fast or slow you should be progressing. But just let me say, again, I will not let you fail because I have a proven track record. I'm not just blowing smoke. And there's one more element to it, and you may have heard me say this before as well. Guitar is an instrument that is hard right away, and then it gets easier. Unlike, let's say, a piano, where any little kid can sit down and play Twinkle Twinkle or something. Without any, you know, guitar, there's a physical, you know, it actually hurts to play an F chord and, you know, to push down the strings, and it's just takes getting used to. The first 3 months is definitely the hardest. If you're a beginner who's hitting your first 3 months anniversary, it's going to get way easier from here. And if you're a more advanced player, well, that still holds true because, as you know, I do things very differently from most teachers around the area. So, you know, you have to get used to the environment and how we do things and the geometric approach and all this stuff. So on both those levels, it'll never be as hard as it has been. And so you can look forward to that. And that's why it's sad, like when people quit before, let's say, 6 months or something, they'll have no idea what they're missing. They quit and maybe they try to continue on their own and don't make nearly the same rate of progress, or they just drop the guitar altogether, and they have no idea what they're missing. Everything you learn is you keep for life, you know. So the first 90 days is the hardest, and then the second hurdle is 6 months, you know. So like after 6 months, it's smooth sailing. I'll never forget when I had an insurance job, and it was so hard in the first like 3 months, and I kept asking those who were there more than 6 months, like, does it get any easier? And they would always say, yes, it's way easier. But then if you ask how is it easier? There was no real answer, you know, other than you just get used to the rhythm and things. So it's the same thing with guitar.